Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And if you're tired of feeling alone in your job search, all you need is one connection, and that connection will find you endless job opportunities. We're speaking, of course, of Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you.
Hey.
That's ExpressPros.com. Bottom of the hour. Kerry Kittles, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, former NBA veteran, will be joining us.
So you see me showing you my hat on Zoom, on YouTube. Can you make it out? Southwest Connecticut.
Yeah,
what is it?
Oh, I just see a logo.
An owl.
Yeah.
This is Southern Connecticut.
I know you didn't expect me to know that was Southeast Connecticut.
Right.
Tech.
But no, tomorrow I'm having lunch with the new AD there, Chris, from Southern Connecticut, and my man Greg, who works in the alumni office. So they're making a special trip from New Haven to come down to meet me, which is pretty cool. So we're going to lunch tomorrow.
Hey, yep. Congrats. Have a good lunch.
Well, it's going to be a great lunch because I'm not paying for it. The university is. They got my money.
When others pay, you eat filet.
When the company pays, we eat filets, Chris. Remember that.
Rob, we were talking to Danny Parkins earlier about his book, Pipeline to the Pros, about D3 basketball people being heavily involved in the NBA. I told you in 1988, when I was a sophomore, Ohio Wesleyan won the national championship. That year, they beat Division I Ohio University in a game. And Rob, their best player was this dude named Scott Tedder. And he was drafted by the White Sox in baseball and played for 7 years in the White Sox and the Cubs farm systems. And he actually played on the same team with Michael Jordan when Jordan tried to play baseball or did play baseball at the lower level. So, yeah. Yeah, there's just a pipeline to Chris Broussard as well. So,
is that what it is? Yeah, everybody knows Chris from Division III basketball.
No, I didn't say that. I just said it's a pipeline to me. That's
okay.
All.
Nice.
So anyway, Rob, Tom Brady. I know that's why you in a bad mood, because now we're talking about Tom Brady saying he might not be done.
Wow.
He appeared, Rob, on Deep Cuts, the social media podcast with the barber Vic Blends. And check out this conversation, Rob.
One day there's a situation, right? Maybe it's the 49ers, maybe, you know, heading to the playoffs. Offense is great.
Patriots, somebody, Raiders, look, could be, you never know.
God forbid somebody goes down. Would you pick up that phone?
I'm not opposed to it. If they would, I don't know if they're going to let me if I become an owner in an NFL team, but I don't know if, I don't know. I'm always going to be in good shape. I'll always be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back, I don't know if they let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Wow. Rob, your thoughts?
He is Meshuggah. He is so crazy and so pathetic. And here he is on the cusp. Yeah, I'm calling him pathetic.
Wow.
He's on the cusp because he's a 50 years old talking about still.
I don't think he's that old.
Whatever, close to it, about still coming back and playing and jumping in on some team that has a chance, and I still can throw the ball well and all that.
46.
He's about to embark on a TV career making $37.5 million a year. His family broke up, and I'm not saying it was all over football. Obviously, there was other issues there, too. And he can't let it go. I feel bad for people who can't let it go in life because – it just feels like at some point, Chris, it's okay to look at your accomplishments, feel good about them, and move on. Because what people don't look at, and I know Tom Brady doesn't think about it like this, and a lot of people don't, that you stop other people from having the longer you hang around, you stop other people from allowing those guys to have their dreams and have their opportunities. Guys stick around too long. And I just think that's the shame of it, is that he hasn't been fulfilled, or he needs to have his neck broken, or he needs to have his leg snapped in two, needs to play awful. You know what I mean? Where they ripped the uniform off of him for
this
him to be
dark.
Done.
Come on, man.
It's just to me absolutely pathetic and nonsensical.
I totally disagree. First of all, he's 46, not 50. And he's still, in life, a fairly young man. And I think, Rob, that standard or whatever, I think that it's changed. And I don't know what he can go out there and do. I know the last time we saw him play, he was actually good. Threw for 4,700 yards. Threw for 25 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. They made the playoffs. Not a very good team, but they made the playoffs. And I think now guys are just saying, you know what? He looked at Joe Flacco, who, granted, was 39. But I've always been better than Joe Flacco. I can go out there and do that. And I also think that people are, even Brady, who burst through the door of conventional wisdom, if you will, by playing until he was 45. Even he, though, I think was like a bit bound by conventional wisdom because it was like, I'm 45. You know, I'm old. I need to, I'm done. When actually he had actually had a pretty good year. I think maybe is it possible that LeBron James, seeing him play, even though he's younger than Brady, I'm sure LeBron was inspired by Brady playing at such a long age or old age. Is he looking at LeBron saying, man, he's still doing it athletically? Maybe I can keep playing. Maybe guys are playing. We all are playing longer now. But bottom line is, I got no issue with it. I do think this, though, Rob. I think he's all but begging to get back in the league. Like, he clearly seems like he clearly wants to play. Because Tom Brady is not stupid. He understands that when I say this, he knows what's going to happen. It's going to become a huge story. He even throws out teams, the Raiders and the Patriots, who happen to need quarterbacks. And everybody, or a lot of people, Rob, are taking this like he maybe would come back for the last few games of a regular season with a team that might, you know, be able to make the playoffs, and he could help him make a run. I think he's thinking more like coming back for the whole season, because the Raiders and the Patriots aren't likely to make runs without a quarterback like a Tom Brady, the way they are right now. So I think he wants to play. More power to him if he can. Give him a defense, an O-line, a run game, some weapons. He needs all that. He needs all that because he's not what he used to be, obviously. But why not? And the stuff about taking opportunities. I mean, come on, man. This is life. Everybody taking opportunities. It's capitalism. It's a competitive society. That's in everything. You get mad at the sports writer or the broadcaster who works till he's 75 or 80?
Absolutely.
Why? Yeah. Why? You can do what you want to do.
Of course you can.
You're free
but that
to do what you
want
to do. Who are you to tell them you're self-righteous and tell them they're taking somebody else's opportunity?
Of course you can, but there is a time that people should step down. You don't need to be fired or thrown out. Vince Scully was still doing the Dodgers and sounded great. And he still stepped down because he realized, let me let another person have an opportunity.
Is that why he stepped down, or was he ready to just retire?
No.
Was he ready to just step down and do something else?
Ernie Harwell sounded great.
When I stepped
down. And he's almost 80 years old. Bob Uecker's still doing Brewers games. He's like 85 years old. Dude, go home. Go home. I'm dead serious. Tom Brady, go home.
If they want to work that long.
Go spend time with your kids. It's ridiculous. 46 years old to play football. It's being self-centered. It's being the world's got
to
be about you. No, it's not. Chris is bigger than that.
Why can't
you be naive? It ain't about being playing football.
I'm not being naive. I'm simply saying
he needs a spotlight to feel good about himself. He's got some deficiencies in life that he's not satisfied unless he's the center of attention. That's what this is about. It ain't about football.
You sound awfully self-righteous right now. He's got some deficiencies in his life because he wants to play football. Does LeBron have deficiencies in his life because he's still playing basketball at 39?
Well, because he's chasing something,
and then going to play at 40?
He ain't 46 trying to still chase Michael Jordan.
If
LeBron is still playing at 46, I'll say the same thing about him.
Why? If you can do it, if you're still good enough, why not? Who are you to tell an individual
I'm giving my opinion. I'm not telling
I'm
Tom Brady.
Saying,
I'm giving my opinion.
Very
I'm giving my opinion on this situation. I'm not talking to Tom Brady. I'm talking to you and the listeners, Chris. That's what this is, a talk show. We're talking about it. This is how I feel about it. You don't have to agree with me.
Well, I'm telling you how you feel is
okay.
Very self-righteous.
Oh, now you're telling me?
Because if I came and said you got a deficiency because you're 60 years old and still doing a talk show, why don't you give a 25-year-old a chance? That wouldn't be fair.
I am
you're
giving him a chance.
You're doing what you want to do. You're doing what you want to do. If you want to do it at 70 and you're still good, so be it. When I step down, and I doubt I'll be 70, it won't be because I can't do it. It'll be because I'm ready to move on to the next stage of my life. But everybody doesn't have to, doesn't have to be do it until the wheels fall off. I mean, if a guy wants to do, Vince Scully, I mean, maybe he just wanted to step down. I doubt it was like, let me give the next guy a chance. I mean, that you talk about naive. That's naive.
It ain't. I'm telling you that there are people who have a sickness about celebrity or being the center of attention, and they can't let it go. They can have a great run, do everything. Mike Francesa was on the radio in New York for almost 40 years. The dude retired. They gave him the greatest going away party and send off, Chris, you could have in broadcasting. And the guy couldn't stay home for 9 months. Came back, was a flop, and that's the way he left
What's
the radio
that got
business.
To do with this?
That, but because it's ego. Because it was ego.
Rob,
it has nothing to do with
hold on.
It's ego.
I think it's a love for food. And I'm not saying Tom Brady doesn't have an ego. A lot of people have egos. But I think this is more about I love playing football. He's going to be in the spotlight. If he doesn't play football, he's going to be paid almost $40 million a year to broadcast games. He's not going to be lacking for attention. I doubt all the work you have to put in to prepare for an NFL season, and the chance that you might get your block knocked off is just about ego. It's about him wanting to play. Now, we'll see. Is he still any good? I mean, maybe we'll see if anybody takes him up on this. I'm just saying, if the guy wants to play and he's still good enough, then he can play. It's not about age. If you're good enough. And so last time we saw him, he still played fairly well. Pretty good. But it'll be interesting. I don't know if anything will come of this. I think it's interesting what he said about the Patriots. Rob, remember, he played with Gerard Mayo. Mentioned the Raiders. He played with Antonio Pierce. So I wouldn't be surprised if conversations have already taken place. Not that anything's in place, but just saying, hey, man, you know, they need quarterbacks. What do you guys think? Something like that. But it'll be interesting to see if anything comes of this, but he certainly put it out there. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Do you want to see Tom Brady return to the NFL? Your thoughts next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich. Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromised. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob, I have no idea what this is.
The Transformers.
Oh, Transformers? Okay. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Tom Brady throwing it out there, and we don't think this was just a slip of the tongue. I mean, he knew what he was doing by putting it out there. Talking about a return, what are your thoughts? You want to see him back or no?
Let's go to the source. Trucker Don, who's in Boston. Our man, Trucker Don, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, buddy? Yes, sir.
Hey, guys.
How you been?
Good, good. Chris, I'm driving through Louisiana right now. Just got off the.
Oh, wow.
Just past the how do you say that river?
Oh, well, not Lake Pontchartrain.
Appalachia. Yeah, okay. No, I crossed the big bridge. So
be careful down there.
Coming through your way. Oh, I know. They just had a tornado down through here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I called to tell you that Tom Brady is never going to play in another Super Bowl ever again.
Hey, you sound familiar, like somebody I know, Don.
I went on national radio defending you a week and a half ago, by the way.
Did you really?
I said, your Caitlin Clark take. I said, guys,
Do you actually agree with him, or were you giving him credit just for saying it?
I took it as Rob being Rob, just contrary, just because. You know what I mean? Okay. Just throwing it out there, just for feed.
Sometimes, hey, Don, it's great to have a conversation about stuff.
Oh, I like, that's what I said. I think he was just, you know, talking it up. And, oh, no, you should have heard him. So I went and listened to the podcast the next morning, and I was like, uh-oh, I got to call these guys back in the ball. Because he was serious. And I understand your take. I mean, she can hit threes from about anywhere.
All right, let's get to Tom Brady.
Yeah,
yes, where are you on this? I think that he's just selfish and he can't let it go.
My point was that I think he was doing what I thought Rob, you were doing last week. I think he was just throwing it out there just to make noise. You know,
well, he loved the attention. If that's the case, then that would support what Rob is saying. If he just wants to get people talking, let me see what they're saying. Then that's a different story altogether. You don't think he's serious about playing?
No. I think he knows where he's headed now. I think he's a man with always got a plan, and I think that he's just putting noise out there because now everybody's talking about Tom Brady. And that's all I think it is.
All right. Don, we appreciate you, my man. Thank you, brother.
Love you guys. Take care. Thanks.
Yes, as always. Thank you, buddy. Adam in Seattle, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Adam?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
Doing great, buddy.
We are great, brother. We are great.
Listen, I fully think that Tom Brady could play in the NFL today. You're telling me he's not better than Joe Flacco, who made it to the second round? He's not better than Lamar Jackson and what he did in the AFC Championship? Rob, back me up here.
No, I don't. No. Yeah, Chris will back you up.
I think he's better than Joe Flacco. I'm not going to put him ahead of Lamar Jackson at this point. He was the MVP. But look, he threw for 4,700 yards. He threw for 275 yards a game the last season. He could still play. I mean, it was a year ago, but yeah, I think he could go out there and be better than a lot of quarterbacks. Not what he used to be, but with the right pieces around him, I think they could be good.
Brock Purdy would be better than Tom Brady today? Not sure.
I don't know. That's interesting. That's interesting, but, you know.
Thanks for the call, Adam. You got your radio
on. What Brady would do with a team like that. And that's the only type of team he should look at going to if he's really serious, is a stat team.
Fred in Indianapolis, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Fred?
Yeah. Love the show. I think Brady is serious about coming back. Because he wants to put in a final dig at Belichick. Look, he leaves the Patriots, and Belichick stays, and they do poorly. Meanwhile, he goes and wins elsewhere.
He already won a Super Bowl. What's the final dig?
He's demolished.
Belichick's not even coaching.
He's won the divorce by a mile. I mean, this would really be burying Belichick if he went back there and won.
After Belichick, so think of the story. He goes back to the Pats after Belichick leaves. And then he wins. He doesn't even win the Super Bowl. What if they just make the playoffs, make a deep run? Then he's this submits him even further as the reason.
Fred, I think you're overthinking it.
I agree with you.
Because Fred, he could go back. He could go back and play poorly or get his leg broken. That could happen too.
But him to throw out, I don't think you're tripping. I agree with you to some degree. For him to go back to the Patriots, why even mention the Patriots? Because they don't look like a very good team. But he's already won the divorce with Belichick. I mean, that's not even a debate at this point. All right, Kerry Kittle's around the corner.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest has theme music. He's a former NBA veteran, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. our man, Kerry Kittles. Kerry, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Chris?
What's
we
up?
We good, man. We good. And I'm watching, as we speak, the Knicks demolish the Celtics. 67-48, 10 seconds left in the first half. I get it, it's one game. All right, I don't want to make too much out of it. But how dangerous are the Knicks, and how far do you think they could go in the Eastern Conference playoffs?
The Knicks are going to be an interesting team to follow this postseason. I think, obviously, right, Jaden Brunson's having a heck of a year. But, you know, he had a few games where he was out, and DiVincenzo really stepped in and found his rhythm with the Knicks. So I like their chances in the East of competing really well against some good teams. But listen, they're not better than Boston. I don't even think they can beat Milwaukee, even though Milwaukee has kind of lost their mojo this year. I still think that they're one season away.
Yeah, I'm with you. Speaking of Milwaukee, let's go there. I think this season is over. Like with Giannis, you don't know what you're going to get. He's going to miss a couple of weeks when he comes back. And just where Doc Rivers is with this team, even with Giannis, right, playing and healthy, Kerry, they had lost 4 out of 5, you know, like they're looking bad doing it. I just don't feel good about Milwaukee. Where are you?
Yeah, I'm the same way. I think that they've really struggled trying to find their identity since really the beginning of the year. Yeah, obviously, it's unfair to put everything on Doc Rivers. They really haven't found that rhythm since Lillard has been there. The transition over with him and his chemistry with Giannis has been kind of spotty throughout the season. And now Giannis is out at a crucial part of the year where they really need to find themselves before the postseason. It's going to be very difficult for me as a former player knowing what it takes to compete in the postseason to put my faith in that team right now with their identity in line.
Now, speaking of the postseason and what it takes to win, Joel Embiid recently came back. He's been back, I don't even know if it's 2 full weeks at this point. But do you think this is, one, enough time for him to really get himself into midseason form so they can actually compete and maybe try to win the Eastern Conference? And two, there was some school of thought that, you know, usually he's worn down by the time the playoffs come around. And maybe this was a blessing in disguise for him to actually sit out half the season so that he'll be fresh when the playoffs start. Talk to me about those two theories or views.
No, I don't think so. I think having to come back before postseason, you're talking 2 weeks, Chris, of playing time for him, 2.5 weeks. That's just not enough, in my opinion, for that young team really to find their way in the postseason. Really, but the East is, I'm looking at the standings right now, the East is, besides Boston, you know, it's not up in the air, but I think teams like Philly, who slipped this year and fallen down to 7, they'll compete. And listen, Joel Embiid is an MVP talent, no doubt about that, and Maxey's season has been spectacular for them as well, but I still think that Boston is the favorite in the East. Heading into the postseason.
How about the Lakers? A lot of people, Chris's, would pick the Lakers over a few of the younger teams, right, Chris, if they got into a playoff series?
I think I'd pick them over OKC because of the
Over OKC.
But shoot, the Lakers might not get out of the play-in. Right. They're going to be on the road most likely.
They have
likely.
To win 2 road games, right, yeah, in order to get into the playoffs. Do they win those 2 road games if that's the
You like
road?
Them or Golden State? Because that's who they're going to play. Yeah, probably.
No, I like the Lakers over Golden State. I do. I think with AD in the lineup, and he'll be ready to go for that, for those important games. I think they'll squeeze in at 8, but but do you do that? Then they can beat Denver in a series? No, they can't beat the Nuggets in the first round. So, I mean, this is a wash for the Lakers this year. I think they knew that this was going to be a year that they were really going to try to find themselves, and they couldn't do it. They honestly couldn't do it. I thought that LeBron did for a year was his 21 for LeBron, and his season that he put up was incredible. And Anthony Davis was consistent throughout the year. But the Lakers, man, really were missing something. I don't know what it was. D'Angelo Russell was emerging right around the trade deadline, and he played really well in Austin Rivers. But this Lakers season has been really for me at least, really disappointing in a lot of ways. And so I don't have them doing much in the postseason.
Well, shouldn't that be an indictment of Anthony Davis and LeBron James? I mean, you're saying this Lakers season was disappointing. They were healthy this year. They put up all-star numbers, basically both of them, and they can't impact winning, that they got to get into a play-in. Normally, Kerry, if you have two stars, quote-unquote stars, in the NBA, you should be good to go. And LeBron and AD have to struggle to get into the play-in? What does that say?
It just shows that this more modern game we've been talking about the last few years has really shifted from being where if you had two superstars or maybe even a three-headed monster like how Miami was built, right? If you had two or three stars that can carry you deep into the postseason, this is a different NBA. This is a younger, modern game that really, if your roster isn't deep, where we're talking 7, 8, 9 guys that are consistently playing well throughout the season, not just, you know, a few games when it matters. You need to have a deep roster. The Lakers don't have a deep roster. You look at what the Nuggets been able to do, that's because they've had consistent help for Murray and for Jokic. And the Lakers haven't had that. AD and LeBron have done their share. And they've been, you know, AD in the past, yes, criticized him from being able to show up. But this year he's been consistent. It's more of an indictment on the front office team surrounding those guys with some depth to help them throughout the season.
Hey, I did want one more, Chris. I'm sorry about the Lakers and Bronny James. I expect him to be with the Lakers. Come hook by crook. I don't see anywhere else he's going to go. Yeah, I'm just going to ask you. And have you watched him? You know, they just had a poll with executives and GMs, and they all say that he's not ready and he's not, he should go back to college or whatever. Not that they think he is, but they don't think he's ready. Where are you on his game?
Yeah, he's not ready. Clearly he's not ready to be that guy that teams are going to really invest a lot into. I think he'll go undrafted. And I called it all along. I say he's going to be a one-and-done player. He'll go undrafted. And the Lakers will pick him up as an undrafted free agent. And we'll the first time see a father and son play together for LeBron's last year. And it's going to be fun to watch LeBron and his – what I think will be similar to what Kobe did, you know, his final tour. And I think it'll be a great season once again because he hasn't let anybody down with his performance. But I think his son will definitely go undrafted and the Lakers will scoop him up as a free agent.
How do you think teammates and maybe more importantly, opponents will go at Bronny? I mean, I don't know how much playing time Bronny will actually get, to be honest. But, you know, how do you think the players on the team, maybe that are battling for a position on the team against Bronny, or certainly guys on other teams will kind of approach him on the court? Because I've been told by some scouts that have been to his games at USC that they to hear them tell it, these opponents go at Bron. Like, he's got a target on his back just because he's LeBron James Jr.
Does anybody say anything about Giannis's brother, right?
Like, no.
That's what we're talking about, right? We're talking the same thing. We're talking a guy on a team cheering his dad on.
No. But the difference is, I think in this case, it just seems like with Bronny going to college, and this is why I don't think he could go back to college, because, you know, with what happened with the cardiac arrest, you know, you can use that as an excuse and just say, like, I didn't get to play and I was off and you know what I mean? And I didn't have a good year the first year. If he has another bad year, I think people would look at it differently. Whereas if you get a chance, an opportunity, you can go in under that pretense. Another bad year would look bad for them and trying to justify him being in the league.
Yeah, I mean that's another point that I haven't thought about, but no, I don't think they're thinking about that. I just think that for him, it's probably a lifetime dream to be in the NBA. And what better situation for him would be to play with his dad for his dad's last season in the NBA, right? So I think it would be a home run for him and for his dad to have that experience for one season. You know, good or Harbaugh and all the criticism about what he should have done with his career, his college career and staying in school, I think is something that people debate. But at the end of the day, it's just a one-year experience of a lifetime to play in the NBA with one of the greatest players of all time for one season.
All right. That is our man, Kerry Kittles. Great stuff, brother. Thank you.
Thank you. Guys. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Yep. Yep. Thank you.
All right, a former Detroit columnist responds to Jared Goff calling out Detroit columnists. That's next. I couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studio. Rob, Detroit Lions quarterback Jared Goff had this to say about the Detroit media.
I probably need to drop it pretty soon here because I'm going to hopefully be in Detroit for a long time. But I have this thing with our local media where like they almost like relish in negativity at times. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's what gets clicks and that's what sells. It's no longer what they need to live in. Like, right. Hey guys, like we have a good team. We've had success. Like we can be happy about that. We can celebrate that and not have to write about how like we're constantly the underdog. Like, no, like teams are going to be gunning for us now. Like we won the division and all that. And I'm probably overthinking it in my head just because it's the chip on my shoulder and the competitor in me. But in that moment, I was just giving that guy a hard time. I actually really like it.
Play football. Don't worry about what the media is doing. That's your issue. Let them cover the stories. We've been to J school. We know what a good story is. We know when to praise teams. We know when to dig deep and try to figure out why teams are bad. I told Steve DeSager earlier, Jared Goff, you've never read a story about every plane landing safely at Metro Airport in Detroit, because that ain't news. And when people have to write about stuff, my God, worry about what you can control. Stop trying to control the narrative. And everybody's supposed to be homers and rah-rah the Lions. Guess what? You guys blew a big lead in San Francisco and didn't make the Super Bowl. Are they supposed to celebrate that or dissect what happened in the second half? Why they didn't make a trip to the Super Bowl? Or overlook coaching mistakes or bad plays on your part? I don't know what you want. I've had plenty of players. Oh, yeah, you have never made it to the NFL. And guess what? You've never written a column for a major daily either. I don't know what you do, and you don't know what I do. How's that?
Wow. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
I don't know what he's referring to. I mean, it was – I don't know if he's talking about guys, you know, having an – at least in his opinion – an attitude of, Rob, it was a phrase, SOL, same old Lions. I don't know if he's felt like they should have been praised for going as far as they did to the NFC Championship game. But maybe he saw negative columns about how they did blow that huge lead, how Dan Campbell made some mistakes. I don't know. It's hard for me to comment on it. But and I'll say this to Jared, though.
We're both not there.
I'll say this to Jared. Rob was a columnist in Detroit, and we know Rob's motto. If I'm writing, I'm ripping. You guys could probably guess that from the show. But Rob would turn on the homerism, too.
Stop it,
when,
Chris.
When the Pistons won it in 2004, upsetting the Lakers,
Chris,
there was no bigger cheerleader than Rob Parker.
Stop.
He came to the arena with pom-poms on and bells on his shoes. He had everything but a tutu on. I thought he was going to dance at halftime. No. Now, you know, I don't know what Jared's talking. I mean, he even laughed. Robbie said, I'm kind of talking tongue-in-cheek. I was messing with the guy. My guess is that he probably, you know, I don't know. I mean, maybe but I think he just was kind of talking about razzing one of the local columnists.
You know what I tell people, athletes, when they come to Detroit, young guys, Chris, when I was a columnist there, seriously, I would just tell them, this is not for you. This is for the fans. The sports talk radio's for the fans, the newspaper's for the fans. It just is. And if you take everything that you hear personally, you're going to have your feelings hurt. You just are. Because unless you're winning the Super Bowl every year, Chris, you're going to get criticized. Am I right? Don't get criticized. And there still could be a little bit, but you know what I mean. You're the one who wound up winning the championship, and people are going to praise you to the high heaven. So most people in the business are criticized. That's all. And don't get caught up in it. It really is just for the fans. And that's the advice I give young athletes when they come to a town that I'm working in.
Yeah, and I think that athletes, I would say they need to understand what type of person they are. Because some athletes, Rob, a la Michael Jordan, there have been others. I think Tom Brady may have been in this category, Rob, where they take the criticism and use it as fuel. Like, it really motivates them. We know Jordan actually leaked at least one time a falsehood just to get himself motivated, right? And so if you're that type of person, then by all means, read everything, right? If you're the type of guy that it would get in your head,
right,
and bother your performance, you know, and you got all these voices in your head now, they think I can't play and you can't concentrate and focus, and it actually does take away from your game, then don't read it. Avoid it. You know, the key is to know what type of person you are, Rob.
You've had issues with players when you were a beat writer, writing, you got to report stuff. They're not happy with the story or the headline or whatever it is. And bellyaching about it isn't going to stop you from doing your job. Because if you don't do it, Chris, guess what? The New York Times will get somebody else. That's just how it is. You got a job to do.
I just always tried when I was writing, Rob, and even now, just to be objective. You know, I didn't want to, I would not, even if a player didn't like me or if I had an issue with him for whatever reason, I would still try to write just based on his performance. I wouldn't, he don't like me? All right, we'll
see. Stick it to him.
I got the last word,
right? I agree with that.
No, I wouldn't do that. And even now, I try to not make it personal and just say my opinion, but be fair about it and truthful. But we're in the opinion business, Rob, and sometimes guys might not like your opinion, but everybody has a right to it. And we always say, Rob, we're not doing anything, at least on this show and in radio. We're doing the same thing that they're all doing in the barbershop.
Yep.
You know?
100%.
And it's just now we have to answer for it, though. You can say anything you want in the barbershop and not have to answer for it. We do. All right, we got an hour left on the Odd Couple. Y'all know what to do. Lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.